my father used to be very good building a tent. And the tent and a rigging pole. Now a set of wattles, it was like ash sticks. And they're only so thick, about this thickness. But then they would have a board, and they would bore holes. The bar that you would sink in the ground to hang a kettle on, they would redden that in the fire, and they'd bore holes on it, and pier the tops of the wattles. So they'd put them in to keep it up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the cover, and they would get a bale of straw, maybe from some of the farmers or something. So that was your tent. Finished in.
What was it like waking up?
Oh, waking up in the summer mornings now would be nice, but you'd waken up then maybe in the wind and rain, and you'd look out and you just didn't want to go out. Mm. Didn't want to go out. You know what I mean? Yeah. The fire would be light and maybe the smoke coming in top you, and you'd have no other choice that you'd have to go out.
And a bit crowded, still, maybe an infant as well that time.
So it could be, maybe that time, say, it could be two or three children.
Inside one tent?
Oh no, there could be five or six of them.
Yeah, okay.
Could be five or six children side and make a big tent, you know what I mean? And it could be five or six children like in a row, like down the back, and the father and mother sleeps in the front.
Did you sleep in that tent for the whole year round?
Oh, it could be for 2 or 3 years round. Mm. We're all the time inside the road now. We never lived in a house. I never lived in a house when I was younger. Never. When my father built a tent, said I would just say it's so high, do you know what I mean? It could be, would it be the height of the car, a bit higher.
Maybe. Could you stand up now?
The smaller ones wouldn't, the bigger ones wouldn't, okay. Do you know what I mean? And then you'd have that kind of a small tent. Well, then you'd have another real big one altogether that you could stand up in. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have the, and that was only made of piece. Sometimes you'd have a cover, but you'd get the stove and you put it in the middle of it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? When you'd be in the tent without the cover, I used to love to hear the rain. Because you'd hear, like, you might be like stone, small pebbles of stone getting thrown. I used to love to hear the rain. Yeah. But I used to hate to look out and see the rain outside, yeah, and how miserable rich, the place would be. Oh, God. You often see my mother there now, and she'd be boiling and baking. And she would have to put, maybe, that time, a little piece of tin over the pan. And she'd run out to the fire and put the fire together, and then back in there the tent or the rain. Until the pot would be boiled and until the bread would be baked.
And trying to look for something then when you walk outside where the muck wouldn't be up around the rankin.
Oh, you often seen the water floating down along the roads like that. I barely remember one time, I think it was in Dundalk. And my father had an escort van. And we were in a tent. And I remember the real heavy rain, and we're kind of in a slant, like a hill. And I remember it could be maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. When I remember my mother saying, oh, the rain, the water is coming in under the cover. And the water came out, it's gone down along, as I said, kind of a slope, like a bit of a hill. And the water started coming right down under the straw we were lying in. So my father had to go out and had to get a bit of the dry straw, or whatever few bed clothes and things we had, put them into the van. And we had to go into the van and lie in the van. We nearly died at the cold. I remember that. We nearly freezed at the cold outside in the van. Just teeming. I remember my mother getting up the following morning, and my mother and father told us to not come out of the van, stay inside in bed, because it was still raining. And the wind was blowing everything away. And we had to eat and drink inside in the van.